Series beginning with a as they celebrate words, Louisiana in words, a new book just out from Pelican Publishing, edited by Joshua Clark. Their stories come together like a finely stitched quilt, diverse experiences from all over the Bayou State, minutes in time, providing a unique glimpse into Louisiana's heritage, culture, and traditions.
I think now more than ever, the world is stereotyping us. It's very important to know what exactly Louisiana really is like and what we really have to offer.
Editor Joshua Clark put out a call to writers. He set out to capture the essence of Louisiana one minute at a time in his latest book release, Louisiana in Words.
Never before had a book sought to capture a place with words like this in snapshots. You know, and I've long held the belief that picture might be able to say 1,000 words, but the right words can portray 1,000,000 pictures. And I think this book is testament to that.
Sunday Angleton, a teacher at Nelson Elementary School in New Orleans, was one of many who answered that call.
After Hurricane Katrina, I found myself living in Shreveport and working at a nonprofit agency called Think First. And one of my responsibilities was to go into the Caddo Correctional Center and interview inmates, and later be a part of a team of people who brought them to middle schools to share their stories about gun and gang violence.
Angleton's story was inspired by her experience.
9:47 a.m. They don't know her name, but they know that some of the people who talk to her get to leave. They know they want to leave, and they hope she can help. Teacher, hey teacher, please. Her eyes scan the pod. There are no bars at Caddo Correctional Center. Only metal doors, rectangular windows, eyes. It's impossibly loud, and she is wondering how such loud voices can come from such small eyes. She's counting her steps. The deputy behind her reminds her of the time. She's tallying her questions, her steps, the number of times she hears the word teacher. She's nearing his cell. The intercom clicks and then announces, 19-24-76-93098, you got company.
Back in New Orleans, author and UNO English professor C.W. Cannon captures a carnival band experience in a French Quarter elementary school.
2:45 p.m. Frank is the first trumpet, a mop-haired boy, one of the school's handful of white students. He nods and presses his horn to his mouth. Dee-da-dee! But the da that's supposed to punctuate the phrase doesn't come out. He tries it again. No. Again, the last note of the second line clarion call fails to show up. The kids all look at him. Not all. Some, among the woodwinds in the back, whisper and giggle about their own private matters. Mr. Payton, Frank says, I need some Earl. Mr. Payton puts on a quizzical, confounded expression. What you say, son? What you need? Some Earl for my trumpet. What you talking about? For your vows? Yes, sir. What's this about Earl? Boy, you mean all. Say it. Say all. All. Frank tries it. All. Mr. Payton reaches in another Guy Abera pocket and hands Frank a little plastic bottle of valve oil. Frank oils his valves and hands it back, clicking his fingers over the keys. Okay now, Mr. Payton says, raising his finger. But another group of kids comes up the alleyway from the other direction. They don't seem to be accompanied by a teacher. They're making music too, beating broomsticks on cardboard boxes, pencils and pens on bottles and cans, slamming books together and singing. Hey, 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 Pocky Way. Hey now, hold up, where y'all supposed to be? But they keep coming on. Wash past Mr. Payton and start cutting through the ranks of the band. Okay, okay, Mr. Payton says, calling Frank's name and a few others, attempting to corral his band. Come on now, let him through. Let the engines through.
These stories and more come alive at a book release party and signing for Louisiana in Words, edited by Joshua Clark, at the Maple Leaf, 8316 Oak Street, Sunday, 3 p.m. For 89.9, WWNO, I'm Diane Mack. Support for WWNO comes from the law firm of Krebs, Farley & Pelletieri, LLC, which represents clients nationwide in complex business disputes. Krebs, Farley, and Pelletieri is committed to the renewal of the Crescent City. It's 7:40.